This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USMEF Spring Conference guest speakers have previewed their presentations. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. When the U.S. Meat Export Federation Spring Conference kicks off this Wednesday, May 22nd in Kansas City, the lineup of guest speakers will include CattleFacts CEO Randy Blatch. Blatch said he'll discuss the status of the U.S. cattle industry's herd rebuilding efforts, as well as other factors impacting protein supplies in both the domestic and international markets.
We all know we've been fighting drought for a number of years, and things are starting to turn. Last year was a better year for moisture, and we're seeing a slowdown in cow slaughter. We're seeing the number of heifers placed on feed slow down. Looks like we have more people to at least have the intent to start holding a few more heifers back. So there's some positive things developing there if this weather situation will continue to cooperate. Obviously, we've been going through a situation that as these supplies shrink, prices have gotten higher. But the market continues to incentivize people to make cattle better.
Kip Tom, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations for Food and Agriculture, said he'll update USMEF members on policies being debated by international organizations and key trading partners and the potential implications for red meat trade.
We need to look beyond the borders of the United States and look around the world on what's going on with trade, consumption patterns, and what are the risks we could potentially face. I'll speak to that. I'll get into what hunger looks like around the world and why food security is national security. I'll talk a little bit about some of the geopolitical risks associated with our industry and that trade around the world. I'll talk a little bit about the EU Green Deal, the Farm to Fork Initiative, Proposition 12 here in the United States. Finally, I'll probably wrap up a little bit more on what does consumption look like for the animal protein sector going into the future.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.